Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 112, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned fitness expert for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. And this podcast is dedicated to you guys, helping you to lose weight, build muscle, naturally increase your testosterone levels, and completely transform your body, transform your health, and transform your life. And today I'm very, very excited because we're going to talk about the importance of understanding the pelvic floor. And you're probably asking me, what do you mean pelvic floor? I mean, I think I've heard of that before, but what exactly is a pelvic floor? And why, as a man, do I need to even address it? And that's a great question because, you know, the pelvic floor is something that, you know, you see most women talking about, you know, doing Kegels and strengthening their pelvic floor. But most men don't know, and most men have pelvic floor dysfunction, weak pelvic floor. The pelvic floor are the floor muscles to the core, right there, right under, right in that little area between the scrotum and the anus. That's our pelvic floor. And that is extremely important for core strength, but it's also extremely important for other things. Like if you have tight hips, right? Yes, of course, mobility is going to help. But if you have tight hips and you have done nothing and you have pelvic floor dysfunction, maybe just addressing the pelvic floor muscles will start to open up those hips. Or if you have erectile dysfunction or unhealthy sex drive, you know, strengthening that pelvic floor is going to really help with the morning wood, and also to address that erectile dysfunction, along with, you know, if you have lazy bladder or other chronic pain. Some people have chronic pain in their pelvic floor. And then also, if you have a weak pelvic floor, it is going to hinder your training. It is going to hinder some exercises that you may need, like squats, lunges, you know, those exercises where you're going to need that core strength, but you may not have it. And yes, you can do core exercises and build up your core, but the pelvic floor is the one that doesn't get touched. We don't see it. We don't even probably recognize it. And so today I'm really excited because I have Jana Danielson. She is a pelvic floor expert. She is a Pilates instructor. She certifies, and she also has her own gym. And she also introduced me to her to a 3-minute routine that I do every single day. She invented something to help strengthen the pelvic floor. And I'll tell you right now, I'm shooting this intro 20 days after the podcast episode because I wanted to try this routine. I want to try, what she invented. And I'm going to tell you 100%. Not only do I feel my pelvic floor stronger, but how do you feel your pelvic floor stronger? Well, obviously with exercise and that sort of thing, but my hips are a lot less tight, right? Of course, I do mobility stuff, but I definitely felt that, like, oh man, my hips are a lot looser and I'm not getting that the hip flexor pain. And morning woods are extremely intense. I've never felt my morning wood that intense since I was younger. Definitely get the morning wood, but man, it's extremely intense. Along with other things too. So I wanted to try it. My wife uses it every day. My sister uses it every day. It's something that, you know, we do every day and getting the results. But understanding the importance of the pelvic floor is important. Understanding this is great because Jana Danielson is not only going to explain that to us, but she's also going to talk to us about the Gooch Bowl, because that's what I've been sitting on for the last three and a half minutes, or right from the start of this intro. And that's what I do for 3 minutes every single day. And I'm telling you right now, this ball, right in my pelvic floor, sitting on it, right, sitting on this ball, has completely changed my pelvic floor, my erectile dysfunction. I didn't have erectile dysfunction, but my morning wood, and just helping the hips open up a lot better. And aside from that, there's so many other, so many other benefits that come from, you know, strengthening your pelvic floor. And we're going to learn from that today. So I'm really excited to have Jana Danielson on the podcast. But before we get there, listen, guys, if you're feeling sluggish, if you have no energy, if you have a hard time building muscle, if you look down and you see that belly fat, if you have no sex drive, or you are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or you're getting all of these chronic health issues all of a sudden, if you have no drive, no mojo, no, you don't feel like the man you used to feel like, it's probably because your testosterone levels are low. Like most men, specifically in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, specifically if you haven't been addressing that, testosterone levels naturally decrease 1% to 2% every single year after the age of 40, after the age of 30. So by the time you reach 40 or 50s or 60s, your T levels are going to be extremely low. How do I know? Well, my T levels were extremely low when I was 39. It wasn't until I dressed, living a lifestyle that naturally increases testosterone. You know, workouts, total body workouts, 3 to 4 times a week, right? Metabolic training, nutrition. So nutrition, eating foods that will help balance hormones, boost testosterone, staying away from foods that kill my testosterone levels. Things like sleep, making sure I get 6 to 9 hours sleep every single night, quality sleep, because testosterone production happens in the morning, happens during that deep sleep cycle. It happens in the morning. And if you're not getting enough sleep, not only are you going to sabotage that, but also increase your chronic cortisol, which causes belly fat, kills your T levels. You know, balancing estrogen, making sure that my estrogen levels aren't high, and just living that recovery life, so living a lifestyle that will naturally increase your testosterone levels. But also adding a supplement like AlphaMax Test 3D that we created, me and Dr. Steven Anton, we spent a year creating this testosterone boosting powder. It is, not only will it help you increase your testosterone levels, the numbers, but it is a hormonal balance supplement, metabolic health, hormonal balance, boosting your energy levels, your vitality, your blood flow, like literally helping you kickstart that, your mojo, right? Because if you've lost the mojo, you need something to kickstart it. And of course, naturally increasing your testosterone levels, all this part of this whole process, adding this is the last, lots of times is the last piece of the puzzle. But if you're already stuck where you have no energy, you have no drive, you don't feel, you have no confidence, you don't feel like you can stay focused, or you don't feel like, you know, your sex drive is hampering your relationship, and then that adds stress. Like if you don't even have that, it's very difficult to even start the process of going through and naturally, you know, doing all the things I just told you that help you naturally increase testosterone. But getting a testosterone powder like this that will kickstart that mojo, right? Kickstart that mojo. Put all of the ingredients that naturally help balance your hormones, increase your testosterone, give you the energy, give you the confidence, you know, decrease your stress and cortisol, chronic cortisol, and start getting you to feel much better. That will also help you start naturally living that lifestyle, getting that nutrition on point, getting the workouts done. Now I can start to get away. I got the energy now. Now I'm feeling better. I'm feeling great. You'll feel that right off the bat. So go to funksupplements.com, funksupplements.com. Use the code FUNK10 and grab your AlphaMax Test 3D. All the information's there. You're going to get 10% off. I'm telling you right now, the guys who use this, completely changing, life-changing. Of course, like I said, it's a holistic thing that you need to do, right? You can't just do this. Sure, you're going to feel way better. Sure, your T levels I can't say your T levels are going to increase if you're doing things that will kill your T levels, but this is what's going to help kickstart. And if you're already doing everything, and you're already on that journey of better health and better fitness and a better life, then adding this is definitely going to optimize that, accelerate your results, and get you what you need. Get that mojo back. So go to funksupplements.com. That's funksupplements.com. Use code FUNK10. Get our Alpha Max Test 3D. It is amazing. It's cherry flavor and it tastes amazing. Put it in your water. Put it in your smoothie. Put it wherever you need to put it. You know where else you can put it, and it probably would work, but we won't talk about that. Anyways, I'm out. Let's talk about the pelvic floor. Let's get Jen on, and we'll see you on the other side. Are you a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, tired of struggling with your health and fitness? Do you feel like you're wrestling a gorilla when it comes to losing weight, burning belly fat, increasing strength, your diet and nutrition, or just reclaiming your youthful vigor? What if I told you you're not alone and there's a solution waiting for you? That's right, my Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition and Brotherhood program, specifically designed for men over 40, is that solution. This isn't just a program, it's a revolution. It's a worldwide brotherhood of over 16,000 men, just like you, turning their lives around one rep at a time, one meal at a time, and one day at a time. And the program's designed by me, Funk Roberts. This program combines follow-along workouts, nutritional guidance, and an unshakable brotherhood. It's like having a personal coach right in your own home. And with a Trustpilot score of 4.9, we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk. As I mentioned before, the workouts are follow along. So you're gonna be training right beside me as I guide you through each exercise, motivate you, coach you, train right beside you. I'm gonna be sweating along with you. And of course, with every training session, you get warm-ups, you get ab and core finishers, and you get stretches to ensure you have everything you need to get fit. You're going to burn belly fat. You're going to finally build muscle. And the best news is you can do these workouts in the comfort of your own home with dumbbells, or you can also use the body weight versions of each training program. With 36 phases, there's 3 years of progressive programming, targeting fat burning, targeting muscle building, targeting strength increase, and targeting everything you need to get in the best shape of your life and have a sustainable program for 3 years. Now, let's back up for a second, because you're probably asking me about nutrition. And I'm glad you asked, because I'll tell you what to eat, I'll tell you when to eat, and how much to eat, and what foods to stay away from. You see, I created a meal plan that you can cook meals, and you can have food that tastes delicious. They're called our alpha meals. And not only are they going to taste great, but they're also going to fuel your body and balance your hormones. And we also cover recovery routines, because let's face it, as we get older, we have pain, we have tightness, we have, you know, we're coming back from injuries that we sustained when we were younger. So with routines such as our yoga routines, mobility routines, everything to help you stay injury-free and manage existing pain. Add to that sleep tips and tricks, plus my high-quality mindset coaching to give you that unwavering self-motivation and discipline so you can stay on track with your program. But the biggest and most powerful thing we have in my Over 40 Alpha program is the Alpha Brotherhood, our private Facebook group. It's a support group of over 1,000 men from all over the world getting fit. We don't talk religion, we don't talk politics or pop culture. We're here to support, we're here to motivate, we're here to keep each other accountable, all on our fitness journey without any judgment. Just a brotherhood of healthy and fit men getting it done. Listen, as men, we're put on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. And to take time, we need to take that time to control our health and our fitness. So, if you're ready to embark on this journey, go to over40alpha.com and start this journey for just $1. That's right, $1 for the first 30 days, which is my Fat Loss Shred program. You can get access to everything, access to my weekly coaching, access to the Brotherhood, the Facebook group, access to all of the follow-along workouts. And of course, I'm going to guide you, because I know that when you first start a program, it can be overwhelming. So, for $1, go to over40alpha.com and start your journey for the first 30 days. That's over40alpha.com, $1 for 30 days, and I'll see you on the other side. Let's create a healthier, stronger version of yourself, and let's do that together. Get it done. We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to episode number 12 of the Over 40 Alpha podcast. Today, I'm excited, man. I'm excited because we're going to learn how the pelvic floor and how ensuring that we, we focus on that can help with tight hips, can help with low back pain, can help with erectile dysfunction. Because, you know, for me as a certified core conditioning specialist, I know already about the importance of the pelvic floor, but most guys don't know. Most guys don't know how to even address it. So today I'm really excited because we have Jana Danielson on our podcast. She's a creator of the Gooch. And you're going to tell us, well, first of all, welcome to the podcast. Welcome. And I'm so happy that we got you on here. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Funk. I'm excited to be here and, you know, spread the pelvic floor and Gooch ball love. Because you're right. Not a lot of guys even realize they have a pelvic floor. They think pelvic floor is a group of muscles that women have so that they can have babies and they don't have it. But it's completely wrong.
Okay, that's great. So that's going to be very insightful. But first, before we even start, how did you give us a background? How did you get here to where you are today?
Please. Yeah. So really quickly, I mean, I was in the corporate world. My goal was to, you know, climb the corporate ladder. And then I was gifted a pain journey, unbeknownst to me, one that I went down about a 4-year medical path that really gave me more questions than answers. It was very frustrating. I was on 11 different medications every day when I was in my early 20s, just to be told by my medical team that they believed that the pain was in my head, that I was seeking attention and I should have a nice life. And I did go in. I wouldn't have said it then, but I absolutely now, looking back, went into a pretty, you know, dark phase of my life, because not knowing if I'd be able to be a mom, I one day wanted to run my own business. I was engaged to my high school sweetheart. And I thought, why would I marry this man when I don't know what kind of quality of life I'm going to have, never mind the quality of life we'll have together. And so I took my pain and I literally healed myself through movement. And my vehicle was Pilates. I saw Madonna on the cover of a fitness magazine in the fall of 1999. It talked about this form of movement that worked on spinal alignment and breathing and spinal movement. And I was teaching fitness back then. I was teaching spin classes and step classes to pay for my tuition. And the article didn't make any sense because the people on the mat weren't, the mat wasn't covered in sweat. They didn't look like they were exerting themselves at all. And so it challenged my belief system around what fitness was. And 16 weeks after my first Pilates class, going only twice a week, I was actually off all 11 of my medications and had no idea what had just transpired in those past 4 months, 4 years of poking and prodding and testing and drinking stuff and couldn't figure out. And I wanted to know more. So I got certified in Pilates, started teaching out of our home, did my human resource consulting on the side. It grew to a beautiful little 2,200 square foot studio in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That expanded 5 years later to include an integrated health therapies clinic. I grew that business to a team of 60 clinicians, instructors, and practitioners and administrators. And we're helping, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every year dial in to their health the way that I had to dial into it. And, you know, pelvic floor health became really important to me because what a lot of people don't realize, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, is that it is part of our core. So when you're holding that plank or when you're doing those push-ups, it's not just that six-pack muscle that's getting worked. Your pelvic floor literally is the floor of the 360 cylindrical core that starts with your diaphragm, your breathing muscle at the top, your pelvic floor at the bottom, and your abdominals that wrap that cylinder. And people weren't responding to me as I wanted them to. They wouldn't start the conversation. It felt like they were muted. And I just wanted to start that conversation. And the Gooch Ball was born out of necessity to help people understand that this is a group of muscles. 90% of erectile dysfunction is actually a fitness issue, not a medical issue, not a in my head issue. So let's start the conversation and let's inspire and educate so that, you know, guys all over this planet can take control of their body.
Wow, that's an incredible story. You know, it's amazing. Big up to you for, you know, overcoming and not settling with what the, you know, medical industry, you know, the doctors and everyone else, therapists and whomever else you saw, you know, gave you. You didn't settle, you know, and maybe for a bit you settled, but you just decided to do other things. And all of a sudden, boom, you get that moment. But and again, big up to the growing your business, growing both the brick and mortar side, because I think that that's amazing, helping all of those people. We're going to get to the pelvic floor in a second, but let me just back up and ask you, when you started to open up your clinic, is it a clinic?
I had a clinic and a Pilates studio. Yep.
Okay. So both, wasn't it mostly just women coming to you? Like how many men versus women? What was the ratio?
Yeah, initially it was like 100%. Like 99 to one. And the one was my husband and his friends. Right. So, and slowly through these women, you know, improving their health and feeling their quality of life increase, soon I had their partners, their husbands, their dads, their sons. And then, you know, when you see your buddy getting 20 yards further than you off the first tee, you start to ask, hey, what are you doing? Right. And so I would say right now it's about 70-30, the split between men and women.
Yeah. Men are going to be very slow. Men are always slower when it comes to things like Pilates and yoga and mobility and, you know, the things that aren't like sexy, right? Cause guys want, like, they want to feel something right away. They want to see something right away. They want that sexiness. But as we get older in our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, our 90s, et cetera, it's about sustainability. It's about overall health. It's about functional movement throughout the day. And it's not just about the show muscles. The show muscles will come when when the consistency comes, nutrition comes. So yes, that definitely happens. But I do see, like, specifically in my brotherhood, mobility recovery is one of our biggest things. So when new guys come in and I'm telling them, you're only working out 4 days a week, 3 days for sure, one bonus. And then in between you're doing mobility or yoga, you know what I mean? Generally in the first couple of phases, they never do it until they get injured, right? Until they get injured. So let's talk about the pelvic floor and give guys exactly what, like, I know you did describe it a little bit, but let's go back.
Yeah.
What exactly is it? And what does it do? And as we get older, does our pelvic floor drop? I guess it's drop, or does our pelvic more, or, you know what I mean? What are the factors that that hinder our pelvic floor?
Yeah. All right. So guys, here's the lowdown. Your pelvic floor is, if you think about the space between the anus and really the scrotum, right? Like the inside, so not the outside, but inside the body, that's where your pelvic floor lives. It lives inside the pelvis. The pelvis, if you put your hands on your hips, those hip bones are the bones of your pelvis. Well, the pelvic floor lives like a hammock within that bony structure. It has a few functions. Like I said, it's part of your core. It holds, you know, organs up inside of your body. It is important for, like, what a lot of men and women don't realize is that posture. So a lot of guys will, you know, I can think of my dad. My dad was, you know, it was a farmer. He had his wallet in his back pocket for probably, you know, 60 years. Well, that right there, that throws the alignment of the pelvis off. And so, you know, a lot of low back pain, tight hips, sciatica, cold, tingly feet, constipation, bloating, those are actually pelvic floor symptoms that we don't usually connect the dots, because in women, we think pelvic floor after baby. In men, we think pelvic floor maybe post-prostate cancer. You know, that's when a man might have a conversation about the pelvic floor. But a healthy man in their 40s, 50s, 60s may not think about pelvic floor until maybe there is a erectile dysfunction issue, or maybe the inability to fully empty the bladder, and you're having to go to the bathroom. Your urination frequency starts to happen more frequently, and then you might go to your doctor. They might they probably won't recommend pelvic floor physiotherapy. And I did want to mention that. So guys, you can go to pelvic floor physiotherapy. It's not just a girl thing. Here's the deal though. There's only one way in to that pelvic floor, and that is anally. And for a lot of guys, they're just not comfortable with that. I always advise, like, think about it, because in many cases, after simply one or two sessions, a pelvic floor that is too tight is like a bicep that's too tight or a rotator cuff that's too tight, right? It's going to get injured because it doesn't have that range of motion. The pelvic floor is exactly like that. It needs to be functional, which means work when you need it, rest, work when you need it, and let it rest. And so that's what we want to really help men understand, is that it's not, a pelvic floor is not tight. Tight does not equal strong. Tight is actually a weak muscle that's just really, you know, constricted. So when it comes to men's pelvic floor health, you know, simple things like getting that phone or wallet out of your back pocket, making sure you are sitting and standing with good posture. When you are at the gym, making sure you're exhaling on that exertion phase of the reps that you're doing, that's all going to support your pelvic floor health. And you're right, Funk. As you age, we live on a planet with gravity. That muscle is going to descend. It's going to drop. And in a lot of cases, it can create some of those issues that I just mentioned. And for men post prostate cancer, again, when that prostate is removed, the prostate is support for the bladder. So when that's not there, then there is, you know, there's a piece missing. So we need to make sure that there is a lot of, first of all, acknowledgement that there is a muscle, and then understanding that simple things like proper breath patterning, proper posture, and then we'll get into the gooch ball later, can really impact. And you know, I do want to touch on erectile dysfunction in a little bit as well, but it's just like the guys you work with on, you know, the physicality of their body and understanding that there needs to be moments where you're focusing on the strength and moments where you're working on the mobility. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same, rinse and repeat with that pelvic floor muscle.
So there's a lot of issues that happen First and foremost, I think no man or most people will never, like you said, will relate any of the issues that they're having with the pelvic floor, like at all. And I think, you know, one of the things I always say to my guys is like, the reason why that pelvic floor is so important is like, now we don't do big, heavy lifts, but I just use this as an analogy, or I just use this as an example. The one thing that's going to stop you from squatting heavy or deadlifting heavy is your core. And most important, the pelvic floor, because if you have a weak core, but you have massive legs because you've just been a football player or a rugby player all your life, but then you put something on your back and now you're going deep. If you have a very weak pelvic floor, I usually say core, but pelvic floor, then you're not going to be able to get out of a hole. You're not going to be able to lift, even though you're a big, strong, big guy. So that's an analogy of how important that is when we're doing specific exercises, like you just said. Push-ups, squats, lunges, those type of things, you're going to need that strength in the middle to make sure that your body's stable and secure. But what are like five things that guys things that happen when someone has weak pelvic floor? Like you said something about urine. Like what are the five things we should look out for? Like if I go, okay, I got three of those things. What should I do next kind of?
Yeah. So, you know, how will you know? You'll start to notice, you know, more frequent trips to the bathroom, first of all, because you won't, you know, your pelvic floor helps you really connect in through the bladder. And if you don't empty your bladder, like if you're leaving your bladder 20% full, it's going to get full much quicker than it would if you can completely empty, right? And my husband and I talk about this all the time. We're both going to be 50 this year. And,
you look fantastic. And so, yeah. Just interrupt. You look,
thank you. No, but we do have these conversations, and it's funny because he'll even talk to his friends about it. He'll say, "If I skip out on my gooch ball for a week or two, you know, he said, when I'm going to the bathroom, I don't empty completely, or there's just like this little bit of dribbling coming out. There's not like a, you know, like a good flow of urine to empty the bladder. So that's one, you know, telltale sign that the pelvic floor needs to be strengthened. And you know what? You can be rocking a six pack. That does not mean that the rest of your core is strong, right? So understand that the pieces of the core, if they're not, you know, functionally working together, you can have, part of it can be functional, but part of it can be very dysfunctional. All right. So the other thing with guys is chronically tight hips. When, you know, you can't wait for your massage, or your, you know, you do your chiro treatment, or you go for acupuncture, whatever it might be, and you're like, oh, that felt good. And then 72 hours later, you're like, you know, the Tin Man of the Wizard of Oz after a heavy rain, those, you know, that chronic where you can't get into that deep squat, and you end up, you know, you end up popping your ribs and taking a lot of unnecessary tension in your low back, which can create injury. So tight chronic hips are a low, a pelvic floor issue, simply because there's a lot of tendons and ligaments, muscles and fascia that are shared. It's geographically all in the same area. So if the pelvic floor is tight, if it is not allowing that nice, you know, contraction and relaxation, the muscles, the fascia around the hip joint is going to also be just as restricted. So that is another sign. Low grade back pain is another sign. So nothing that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get out of bed in the morning. Nothing like that. But just that, you know, you might get out of bed and it might take you 3 or 4 minutes before you can really, you know, get moving. That is also a sign of, you know, potential pelvic floor dysfunction. We talked before, cold, tingly feet. So blood flow to the legs is impacted by the pelvic floor as well. And that psoas muscle, that big muscle that acts like pillars on either side of the spine, we also call it part of the hip flexor group. The psoas usually mimics the pelvic floor. So if the pelvic floor is really tight, we find posture where we're kind of tucking the tail a little bit. That psoas muscle that attaches on the inside of our leg bone comes up past the belly button and attaches to our spine. So that can create all kinds of issues when you're in the gym. It can cause, you know, the rib cage to kind of pop more naturally because that muscle is tight. It can create, you know, tight hamstrings. We call the calf muscle the secondary heart muscle. We need blood flow in through our feet. And so this whole chain is impacted simply by the geography of the pelvic floor literally being where the upper body and the lower body meet as this really super important junction.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for that, because that's huge. I think a lot of people, like for me, 100%, I have tight hips. I've got low back pain, well, very bad back, but that's other things too. But yeah, tight hips and the psoas, you know, and even the hip flexors, you know, I know that everything is connected. So when my back was really, really bad at its peak, my hip flexors were always tight. So when I'm walking all messed up and like I got Trellenberger, like, you know,
yeah.
My wife's like, hey man, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, anyway, so I realized that I need this gooch ball, but so that's great. So now that we know, okay, these are some things you want to touch on, erectile dysfunction. So let's go there just for a second and see how, what the pelvic floor and erectile dysfunction have to do with.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about this. So, 90% of erectile dysfunction is fitness related, not medically, you know, it's not a medical issue. There's nothing wrong with you. You have a tight muscle. So what is the fix? We touched on, you know, pelvic floor physiotherapy. We'll touch on the gooch ball, but here's what's important to understand is that little pink pill or that little blue pill that you might get prescribed to create the erection is lab created nitric oxide. Okay. It's a very high dose of nitric oxide, which dilates the blood vessels, gets blood flow, you know, to the penis. And then sometimes the erection stays for a long, long time, more than you want. Here's the funny, not so funny thing. Our body produces nitric oxide on its own. And breathing diaphragmatically in through your nose and out through your mouth actually stimulates the production of nitric oxide. So the tissue in our nose is the same tissue as the tissue on our nipples, on our genitals, and that's the trigger. So when you're like huffing and puffing at the gym, or maybe you're doing some cardio and you're doing all this mouth breathing, remember that if you just close your mouth and breathe through your nose, and it might be a little bit challenging at first, you know, the reptile brain might think, oh my gosh, there's not enough oxygen, I can't do this anymore. It is part of the brain retrainment that the more you can breathe through your nose, the more you can create this nitric oxide, and the more naturally our blood vessels will be able to dilate and get blood flow into the penis. Now, a pelvic floor, like I talked about before, if it's hypertonic, hyper, you give your kids some sugar, they're hyper, too much movement, right? Kind of craziness. When you have hypertone in your pelvic floor, it's like a brick wall. And guess what, guys? No blood is going to get through a brick wall, right? To the penis. It's just not. So that is, you know, one of the main pain points that the guys in my world that have said yes to the gooch ball have noticed. You know, I got an email just about a month ago from a client of mine, and he's like, Jana, I wake up every morning like the 16-year-old version of myself. He's like, I have a hard on every morning, right? And so, and we do, you know, you celebrate that, because we have to get rid of these belief systems. And you probably see it and hear it all the time, Funk, with your clients. Like, we just buy into this, oh, I'm going to be 40. Oh, I'm going to be 50. Oh, this is supposed to happen. This atrophy is supposed to happen, right? And it's such BS that when you can educate and inspire in a way where people understand, when I do this, this is how, you know, when I do this in the gym, this is how I live it. When I do this in the gym, this is how I live it. It's the exact same thing with the pelvic floor, and understanding that can be very empowering for a man who feels like his body is not serving him, his relationship is being strained, and there's nothing he can do but go and refill a prescription. No, that's not the truth.
100%. Yeah, we're anti-prescription and all natural here. So yes, that's great. So we're getting a clear understanding, guys, of the pelvic floor. And the reason why I always tell you guys, smell the roses. That's something I say in my workouts. I always say, smell the roses. It's actually what we say in our brotherhood. Because it's breathing through the nose while you're recovering, getting the oxygen in diaphragmatically, without them even realizing they're doing it. Anyways, let's get to that. It's not about me, it's about you. So the one thing you touched on that sparked my interest was, you just said before, golfing, it's the difference. Your pelvic floor is the difference between a 70 yard or 70 more yards or 20 more yards or whatever.
Yeah. Off the tee.
Because this is golf season right now. And I'm in Toronto. You're in Saskatchewan, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It's golf season a lot everywhere. If a guy wants to not only hit the ball further, play better, have, you know, not as tight hips, right? Like coming back from all that rotation, all that walking. How's the pelvic floor help with that?
So when you are doing any sort of athletics, right, unless maybe it's kayaking where you might argue that you're using the sides of the body the same, right, there's always going to be a dominant side. You have a hockey stick, you have a tennis racket, you have a pickleball racket, you have a golf club, whatever it might be, okay, frisbee. There's always going to be a side that's being used more and a side that's being used less. So all of a sudden our alignment is a little bit out of
whack.
It's just out of whack a little bit, right? The body always wants to return to a state of homeostasis, but it's not going to be quite sure how to do that when, you know, you're using that, you're a right hand, you know, you have, yeah, you're a right hand golfer, let's say. So this asymmetry comes into the body, and when certain muscles get tight, there's going to be other muscles that are like, oh, I have to balance that out. So I have to relax a little bit more. I have to find ways to bring that alignment or that balance back. When you don't realize that, you start to really play into these habits of the sport you're playing. So for example, when you're rotating one direction, not the other direction, these entire muscular and fascial chains are going to start to follow the path of least resistance. And when you don't play into that, or when you play into that all the time, it's going to become rote memory. Like, it's just going to, the body's going to do what it does. We have to disrupt that pattern and remind the body that it's not always the path of least resistance, because sometimes that path of least resistance creates a lot of tension. There's a lot of tension in there. And when, for example, we have tight hips, it doesn't mean off that first tee that you're not going to rotate when you hit the golf ball. It's just going to mean the rotation is going to be borrowed from somewhere else. So you might be borrowing it from your spine. You might be borrowing it from your knee, which is a hinge joint. It's not even a rotational joint. And all of a sudden you're like, what? You wake up in the morning and you're like, why is my knee so puffy and swollen, right? So understanding that your lifestyle needs a little bit of attention to some of these nuanced muscles like the pelvic floor, so that you can get that 20 extra yards. And my husband swears by it. Like, I promise you, he has told this story over and over and over, that when the pelvic floor, when his pelvic floor is relaxed, and what that means is he's been using his gooch ball. What that does is it brings oxygen rich and nutrient rich blood to a muscle. Just like if we were planting a garden, we would put some water, maybe a little bit of fertilizer. We would want the sun to shine on it, right? We need to create the environment to strengthen this muscle, or release it in a lot of cases when it's too tight. Because when it's too tight, there's a lack of rotation. And that's what I said. That's when the body, because it's so damn smart, it just assigns the work to a different part of the body. And now all of a sudden, you're not able to walk those 18 holes. You got a cart because your knees can't handle it, or your feet can't handle it, or your plantar fasciitis acts up and you're like, what is going on? And you can literally map it all back to the pelvic floor.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. Aha moments, like, just smashing through my brain. This is incredible information, and I'm loving it. And for all you golfers out there, definitely. And, you know, think about this, but not just like, let's step outside of like the gym and like the golf course, and just think about all you guys who've been working, doing the same thing over and over again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you work in a factory, or if you work in construction, or if you're driving a truck, like, you're doing the same movement over and over again. That's the same thing as, you know, like, for me, I was a professional volleyball player. So same thing as me hitting the ball this way, or a fighter, same thing, punch, you know, same punch, right? Same rotation. That's overworked. And so, you know, that's even for everyday use. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to have had, you know, been a sports athlete in the past, or be a big gym rat. Just everyday things that you're doing at work over and over and over again, and you just got to do it to get it done. That's gonna weigh on you. So let's talk about the gooch ball, because I'm at the point where I need that gooch ball, because I want to try and see how this works. How does it work? How did we get to the gooch ball? How did you invent this? How did this happen?
So I was working, I was doing some training, some work with a urogynecologist from the States, and he did a really large research study on the pelvic floor and its functionality. Cause his job is, he's a pelvic floor surgeon. He does pelvic floor surgery for women. He started noticing the same women in his surgical room 2 and 3 years after an initial surgery getting the same thing done. He started asking his colleagues, are you also seeing this? And the answer was yes, but do your job. You're a surgeon, do the surgery, send them on their way. And he's like, but this isn't right. These are muscles. This is not a surgical issue. This is a movement issue, a posture issue, a fitness issue. And if we're not addressing it, then that's not right. So what his research showed was that the pelvic floor in a man's body and in a woman's body, it doesn't work on its own in isolation. It actually works with three other muscle groups: the adductors, which are our inner thighs, the glute med, which is like the middle part of the glute, and the deepest set of abdominals, the transverse abdominis. All right. So as soon as I read his research, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm a Pilates instructor. If he's saying that I can help 9 out of 10 people with pelvic floor issues, because it truly is a movement issue, that, I mean, first of all, it's a huge business opportunity. And second of all, I can impact radically, right? I thought that the medical industry had to help these women and men, but it's not true. Only 1 out of 10 needs to make their way to a hospital, to a surgery. So that was very motivating for me. Then I just started thinking about how we nurture our other muscles. You know, we might use a tennis ball on our shoulder to get a knot out. We might use a foam roller, you know, on our IT band. Well, what is that force doing? That force is allowing the fascial tissue, which is connective tissue, that's like almost like a boa constrictor snake that wraps every muscle fiber we have. It's a communication system, our fascia, but it also can restrict blood flow from muscle, which, as we know, is our nutrition for our muscles. It needs blood flow. So when there's a lack of blood flow, that muscle is going to be lacking nutrition. So then I just started thinking, well, what could be like a tennis ball or a foam roller for the pelvic floor that someone could use, could throw in their gym bag, could throw in their suitcase, not have to rely on an internal, maybe uncomfortable, you know, product, which there's lots of them out there. And that's literally, and I'm the mom of three boys. And back when I was, you know, creating this, the boys had like balls for ball hockey. They had like mini basketballs. They had a toy box full of balls. And I just went downstairs one day and I started sitting on these balls, and it was kind of like, you know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, like that was too hard and that was too soft. And I kind of found it just right. And it was like just a playground ball, but it wasn't quite right for the weight of the body. And I actually picked up the phone and started calling Wilson and Spalding, these big, huge sports manufacturing companies that manufacture balls. Mm-hmm. And I would get on the phone with someone and I would start in and tell them who I was, where I was calling from, and my idea. And I got laughed off the phone. I got hung up on. And so I just thought, okay, I just have to do this on my own. And so I found a manufacturing facility offshore, and they just started sending me samples. We ended up creating, it's got a patented design to it. It's a utility patent and a design patent, because the bladder of the ball, we wrap it with this really cool nylon thread so that the weight of an adult body on the ball, the ball still has some structure, because we want it. This is what it looks like. Okay. So simple. Right. You want it to be a little bit squishy when you're using it, because we don't want the sympathetic nervous system, which is our body's alarm system, right? The fight or flight. If this is a rock and we sit on it, our alarm bells are going to go off, and actually the opposite's going to happen. The body's going to send protection mechanisms, and everything's going to be held, because this is pain, right? This is painful. So we keep it a little bit squishy, and the patented nylon thread, the way we wrap it, allows for the weight of a body up to about 325 pounds to just be in this perfect storm situation, where the weight of the body on the ball while the person is breathing diaphragmatically creates this beautiful fascia release, while the breath work is actually getting the pelvic floor to do the work. So you have the strengthening happening simultaneously with the release. And it's this beautiful 3-minute experience where, you know, you can be doing meditation, you can be, you know, watching the ball game, whatever you're doing. I keep it literally by my computer, because when I'm on Zoom calls, I sit on it, and sometimes I'll use it for the back of my knee or my hamstrings. It's amazing to use as a psoas release. I use it for shoulders and neck. It's great for a calf release. So it does. Obviously, I want this to be first and foremost the tool that men use to get that release in their pelvic floor, but then they can use it all, really all over their body. And I do want to mention, Funk, that there is something called the ouch factor that you're going to experience when you get on this ball, and you're going to think, what the hell is going on, right? And for some guys, I'll say, don't sit on the floor, don't sit on a hard chair, sit on your couch or sit on your mattress on your bed first. The ouch factor is directly related to the health of that group of muscles. So if you're like, oh my God, I can't even sit on this for 15 seconds, that's how you know with confidence that muscle is in dire need of blood flow. And over time, you'll start to notice 30 seconds and 45 seconds, and you'll move from your couch to your kitchen chair. And that's where the confidence really happens.
That's awesome. Yes. Oh, wow. So you're diaphragmatically breathing, which is great. You're learning that, which is huge. Plus, obviously, working with the ball, you're getting that blood flow flow to the pelvic floor and teaching the floor, your pelvic floor to react when you need it to. How long do you have to sit on it for?
So, you know, up to 3 minutes about 3 minutes is like a special number in the fascial world as well. So those of you that maybe use a tennis ball or use a foam roller, about 3 minutes is when that tissue starts to melt, right? Mm-hmm. I have clients that say, can I stay for 10 minutes? You could, but if you have 10 minutes, I'd rather you do your pelvic floor and maybe part of your psoas on either side of your belly button, right? If you have more time, use the ball for more spots or do it once in the day and once at night. But 3 minutes a day is what my recipe is. And it becomes a lifestyle tool, right? Just like we want to have good oral hygiene and we brush our teeth a couple times a day. This literally should be, you know, arm's length from you when you're sitting in your living room or, you know, you head on vacation. I've had men say like, I took my ball with me on my work trip and I'm so glad I did because XYZ happened, right? And I grabbed my ball and it, you know, it helped me. So it was designed to be super simple and like for people to go like, what? It's just a ball with a special nylon thread in it. And yeah, that's really, I think too many people have come into our industry to make our clients feel like it is complicated. Like they do, you know, you need someone to like help you navigate because good Lord, you can't do it on your own. And that's really not the case, right? It's understanding. We didn't come with an owner's manual. So when you can find someone in your world that can at least help you create the framework for change, at the end of the day, it's up to you to if you are going to take inspired action today or not. So you can use this once a month. It's probably not going to do much for you. But when you can get into a habit and make it part of an in ritual in your day, you will be shocked at the other pieces of your life that this ball touches because you now have a pelvic floor that is functional.
That's incredible. So once a day, at least 3 minutes to start. Yeah. Start on the couch because you're going to get an ouch. Specifically, most of
you're
us
get an ouch.
Our pelvic floor is tight. I know mine is. So I'm like salivating for this thing, myself and my wife.
Well, I'm going to send you one.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you
one. Send us one for, or we can just use the same one. My wife and I can use the same one.
Yeah. Jason and I use the same one.
Okay perfect. Yeah. That would be amazing. Yeah. I'm really excited because I'm heading to UFC Vancouver and it's a lot of walking. It's a lot of standing. It's a lot of like, it's a lot of things you're going to do to get tight hips, bad backs, bad knees, all that stuff. So having something like that to have will keep it healthy. Just being selfish for a little bit, but for all of you guys out there, now is there like, do you have like a program? Like I know it's 3 minutes a day, but okay, you do have a, like a follow along program or something. Like
yeah, that. Okay, cool. So when you get your Gooch ball, it comes with a pump. Yeah, it comes with a pump. There's a postcard inside, and you can access. So for guys, the course is called Gooch Power. And it's a three-step, it's easy, it's three steps, right? You can watch it once and get familiar with it, or you can watch it over and over and over. And then I also have something called the Fix Pack, right? Where we use the Gooch Ball for a total body. There's 10 half-hour sessions. So if you want to use it for hip opening, or if you want to use it for gut health, or if you want to use it for, you know, blood flow in the lower legs, if you do suffer from, you know, plantar fasciitis and things like that. So there is a complete system that comes with it. And you can spot work it, meaning like I got a lot of neck tension. So you might do like the upper back and neck tension piece, or like, you know, Jason and I do is we'll put it on and a couple times a week, we'll just work through the 10 sessions over, you know, a 2 week period because your body is, so we talked about it so many times today already. It's so interrelated. Like we're not like potato head dolls where we put on our strong arms for gym day or date night. And then right. Like we are systems. We're a muscular system. We're a skeletal system. We're a circulation system. We're a respiratory, like, and these systems, like systems in your car, if your motor isn't working in your car, it's going to impact the other, you know, workings or operation of the car. It's exactly the same with us. And yet we'll damn well make sure we get our oil change done and all that on our car. But yet we'll wait until we are in agony before we actually try and find out what the root cause is. A lot of us are good to just grab that over the counter, you know, take that Advil or take that ibuprofen, but what's the root cause? And if you find the root cause, guys, you might be able to deal with a myriad of those symptoms that you're dealing with. And what would life be like 30 days from now after using your Gooch ball and you slept through the night because you didn't have to get up to go to the bathroom. You're having the best sex of your life. You know, you're rested, you're feeling strong, your back pain is gone. Like, imagine that. And that's why this works so well with what you're doing, Funk, with your clients. It's not a one and done. It's an add-on to what guys are currently doing in their life.
Yeah. Or not doing.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, you make a really, I was going to mention this is, you know, for the guys, if you're not like the gym rat, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. I just wanted to mention for some of us, we're sitting about 20 hours a day. And let me explain my math on that. Okay. We sit for work. We sit to eat dinner. We sit to watch TV. We sit to commute to and from places. And then guys, for those of you who sleep on your side with your knees bent, let's think about that. That's a seated position, just 90 degrees on its side. So if you sleep like that, the psoas, you know, those hip flexor muscles are on all night long, and it really can impact even how you said how you were walking, Funk, right? Like that kind of that back and forth. We can't even get our leg to swing underneath us properly in hip flexion and hip extension, just simply in our walking gait. You better believe it's going to impact you if you're a weekend warrior riding your mountain bike on the trails or going to play beach volleyball with friends. Yeah, you might end up with that injury because you didn't realize that simply your lifestyle is setting you up for that.
Wow, that's incredible. So where can we get the ball? The Gooch ball. Where can we get the ball?
It's easy. It's just goochball.com.
Okay, goochball.com, guys. You heard it. That's where you get the ball. It comes with a program. It comes with, like, follow along. So it's simple.
You get your pump. Yeah, it's all there. It's ready to go as soon as you get it.
This is incredible. Like, I mean, where have you been? When did you invent this? When did you create this?
So it was... I was working on it in 2019. I got my first 1,000 units sent to Saskatoon to my clinic in January of 2020. Yeah. And I went to Tampa to the Home Shopping Network was doing a mass marketing boot camp. So I went for some marketing training, and then it was like a Shark Tank or Dragon's Den type entrepreneurial competition. There were 30 of us there. I won the competition, was supposed to go back to Tampa, supposed to go back to do an 8-minute show on the Home Shopping Network. And then the gift of COVID landed in our life 3 weeks before I was supposed to go. And that never ended up happening. Right. So I had all these Gooch and Cooch balls at my clinic and studio. So I put up a landing page and I did a webinar and I sold out and I got more balls and I sold out. And so, you know, that's really how this, you know, this little tool was brought into the world. There was supposed to be a great big splash, but that wasn't supposed to be. The universe was like, nope, that's not how it's supposed to go. So about 3.5 years old now. Yeah.
Incredible. I wrote down QVC. Literally, I just wrote that down right here. QVC. Before you said that, because this is built for that, along with online, along with what you're doing, to get it out there. Because I think every single person in the world, specifically men over 40, should have this. It should be one of the things you have, like dumbbells. You have a kettlebell. I tell you to get a kettlebell. I tell you to get a dumbbell. I tell you to get resistance bands. I tell you guys to have the Funko foam roller. And now you need to get the Gooch ball, because that is really what could be the root, the solution to a lot of the root causes of our issues that we have, which is the pelvic floor, weak pelvic floor. Imagine, like you said, 30 days from now, just doing this for 30 days. Like, we're doing an ab challenge right now in our brotherhood.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone gets excited about that. And then I think I'm going to do a meditation one, but like a Gooch ball challenge would be super awesome. So yeah. Guys, go to goochball.com. Any last words you want to leave with these guys? And then also, where can we connect with you and find you. Mm-hmm. There may be guys out there who want to connect with you more and get more information.
Yeah.
Maybe go to your clinic, maybe go, you know, all that stuff. So
first, yeah.
Yeah, what was that question?
So, yeah, I mean, last words is that, first of all, you're not alone. Okay. If you've been experiencing any of these symptoms, there's in Canada alone, 3 million guys that are dealing with some sort of pelvic floor dysfunction. All right. And that's, I like to let everyone understand that, because I think because we don't talk about this, or because it's like a little bit like this, everyone thinks they're the only one going through it. And that's not the case at all. And so understand that, you know, the, kind of the first step is just acknowledging like, maybe this is what's going on in my body. And then the inspired action comes from, you know, what is that quality of life that you want to have? You know, yes, your age might be 50 or 60 or 70, but maybe your true like biological age is like 35 or 45. And it's possible. It absolutely is possible. So, be inspired by your body. I think sometimes we get frustrated with our body. We get disappointed in our body and it fails us, right? We too often are so quick to judge where it hasn't served us. Mm. And it's a beautiful communicator if we just understand how the pieces work to create this beautiful system, which is who we are. And something as simple as, you know, breathing with our diaphragm to bring in 600% more oxygen to those cells that are the lifeline of who we are. Understanding that, you know, when I'm sitting at my Zoom call, maybe I shouldn't be like that turtle, but maybe I should have, you know, that purposeful lifted posture working against gravity. You know, those basic things that some guys might think, well, that's girl stuff, or I don't, you know, I'm the heavy lifter. I don't worry about that. Worry about it, bring it into your life. And I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not an Instagram flip through a 21 day quick thing. Okay. But I guarantee within 30 days of doing this work, you will be, you know, just so surprised with, you know, what your body has when you give it what it needs. And connect with me. You guys, I've talked about everything. I've talked about penises and poop and pee and bladders and all the things. So Cooch Ball is the women's version of this, just an FYI. Right. So it's co-branded. So you can direct message me on Instagram at the Cooch Ball. Jana with one N dot Danielson is, I'm on Instagram personally as well. You can direct message me there. Ask the question, start the conversation, because in most cases it's a simpler solution, or it's simpler for you to get clarity than you might think.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I'm going to get the Gooch Ball. I'm going to get a Cooch for my sister. Actually, she suffers from back pain all the time, and I bet you it's her pelvis. I bet you that has something to do with it. And she's also my guinea pig for everything I do. I just, okay, you're going to try this program. You're going to do this. You're going to take these pills. You're going to take my supplement here. So I love you, Charlotte. That's a big up for you. Anyways, thank you so much, Jana, for being on the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
Guys, the goochball.com, that's where you're going to get it. Please get it, because I'm going to get one. I'm going to go through 30 days. I'm going to give you my testimonial. I'm going to let you know how it works, but you don't wait for me. Go get it now. There's enough information in this podcast episode for you to know that, okay, what is the worst thing that can happen? Nothing. The worst thing that can happen is you're going to feel better. You're going to have a better back, better hips, and a better, more healthy pelvic floor. So that's the worst thing that can happen, which is all good. So thank you so much, Jana, for being on here.
You're welcome.
An
amazing day.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you
And one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.